Welcome to Tea and Spirituality. My name is Caroline Faulkner and I am here with...
Diana Dokmanovich.
We're very happy to be here. So today we decided that we were going to talk about AI and spirituality. Big topic.
Big topic. Very big topic at the moment. Lots of very upset people. Very upset artists, very upset record labels,
very upset authors.
Authors, very upset actors. I mean, it's all going off. And I'm like a little entrepreneur, so I love like these tools. And I'm getting very excited about the fact that, for me personally, I don't have to like have a designer anymore. I don't have to have like someone that works out complex, equations in Excel for me. Like, I can just literally use this thing for anything, and it does it for me in 5 minutes. So for me, I'm like, whoa, anything is possible instantly. So it's very much speaking to my Aquarian, Venus and Mars.
Yes.
However, I know quite a lot of people that are like quite worried, quite disturbed. I think just yesterday, one of the big companies announced that it's slashing like thousands of jobs because they're moving into using AI for things, and there's like a social impact and everything else. So there's loads of topics here, but what I want to hone in on is kind of like, what is AI? What do you think it is like from a spiritual perspective? Is it like, are we building like a machine that's able to like connect to another consciousness, or is this just like literally technology that's always going to be governed by us? Like, how do you feel about it from that place? Or have you thought about it?
I have thought about it, and I feel that we have to be really careful with AI. Artificial intelligence is basically smarter than we are at this present moment in time, and the people that are creating it have to have ultimate kill switches, because this intelligence could end up governing us. It's really funny, isn't it? Because we created money, and money sort of governs us in a way. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
So the AI, I don't know if you... Have you ever seen Fallout?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Fallout, basically, there's this sort of robot, this AI that is the head of this community. And if we're not careful, I think that we could be moving along those lines.
Mm.
I use AI every day. Mm. You know, I don't use it to create anything deceiving, if that makes sense. I only use it to enhance my creativity. I use it to create documents. I ask questions, but ultimately I'm still in charge of it. It's not in charge of me.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that, you know, I've never understood people that have Alexas in their home. You know, they're listening to everything you say.
Yeah, literally.
You know, why would you do that? And some people say, well, I don't care. It's like, well, really?
Yeah, it's data there, and it's just, I mean...
I'm not saying I've got anything to hide in that respect, but I don't want someone listening to me all the time.
Well, the problem is that whoever's
in
charge of it...
I don't want to listen to me all the time.
Well, whoever's in charge of it could tap, for whatever reason, if they wanted to hone in on you and tap into what you're saying or what you're doing, they could.
Exactly. So AI, I think we need to stay in charge of it rather than it being in charge of us. But whenever I use it, and this is probably going to sound really hocus pocus, I do say, may the answers I get be channeled from a higher consciousness that's for my greatest good.
You say that to yourself?
I say that before I type in the question.
Uh-huh, not to it.
No, uh-huh. I say it, may the answers I get basically be, you know, from when I type something in, I ask for the answer that's basically going to be for my highest, greatest good. So I know some people that use AI as a therapist. I know, you know, but we're still missing that human connection. And in terms of AI taking over our jobs, I mean, plumbers, electricians, hairdressers, I think they're all quite safe.
Yeah, but
for the rest of us, we need to start retraining.
Really?
Really. We'll set up our own female plumbing company.
But yeah, but I think, I don't know, like, I've listened to a few well, I've listened to a lot of people talking about this, and they're like, oh, what's society going to do if we have this, if we move into this era of abundance where everyone's just got stuff and money and resources to just be? Like, everyone thinks that people are just going to be so lost. But think about COVID, right? Not that it was a great thing, but COVID lockdown one. I don't know about you guys. In the UK, it was, the weather was great.
It was.
Everyone's having a ball.
Yes. Well, everyone we know was having a ball. Well, we were just sending each other memes of babies squashed up against windows asking how much longer, just asking for a friend.
Yeah, no, the babies didn't have a great time, but we had a good time. And I just think maybe we're going to go back to, like, getting out of this reality that we've created for ourselves where we are defined by the job we do, the work we do.
Yes, totally, where it could be better.
And we kind of shift into a reality where we become more aligned with why we're actually
our
here.
Our spirituality, which is to elevate our consciousness.
Couldn't AI be a solution for that? To take away the mess, the muddiness in between that?
I think it could. My only concern is that there's no kill switch. So it, because you know that it can't, you know, if you decide that you don't want it in your life, you don't have to have it in your life, you know. And the kill switch is that if it becomes, you know, because they're talking, you know, I mean, it's like the stuff Terminator was made of, really. If you think about it, it could be, but I think it could be good. And also, I understand that in some countries, they've created what's known as a universal, I'm not talking about benefits here, but they've talked about a wage where people are getting paid because they're going to be jobless, so to speak. So we're going to have robots and AI doing, you know, the majority of the work that, you know, us ordinary people were doing. But I also feel that it's going to allow people to become more creative in a way.
I just don't like, I just think, maybe that's just because I'm a little bit more think outside the box. I don't want to have a 9-to-5. I don't want to be a slave to a job. I don't want all of these things that AI is basically solving.
Clearing.
I don't want anyway. Yeah. And I think a lot of people, if they actually sit down and think about it, they don't want that either.
No, but it's causing a lot. It will cause a lot of fear. Because the thing is that once you've lived as a sort of, I don't want to say creative here because it sounds really elitist, but once you've lived as a freelancer, I think, you know, you go through feast and famine and you're kind of used to change professionally more than other people. Whereas people that have been in the same job for many moons, you know, do the commuter trail every day. I'm not saying that some of them are happy, some of them are not happy, but for them, the change will trigger a lot of fear, I would imagine. What do you think?
I'm fascinated.
I'm fascinated as well. I just, my warning is just basically we need to have a kill switch for this AI.
I don't know if, I think we may have passed it.
Excellent.
I don't know if there is a... There was... I'll let you guys do your own research, but there was one that they spoke of that when they, you know, internally decided that they were going to get rid of that model, it started going into the emails of the founders and found out that one of the founders was having an affair and basically threatened that founder that if he switched him off, he would, like, release the affair.
Excellent. That's exactly my point.
But they've started to...
I wouldn't have an affair.
Shouldn't be having affairs anyway.
No, exactly. I mean, I've got Sagittarius in my chart. I'm so Saggy D. So it's almost like, you know, please don't have affairs. It's really bad. It's bad karma. So it's not a good look because AI will find you.
They will. Yeah, they will. But there are other things that it's been used for that, you know... A little bit more darker. I actually honestly think that AI is not like the big problem. The big problem is the people that are using it, as always.
But you know, that's the same with everything, because astrology used to be banned. You know, it was banned in the United States. And also, there are a lot of evangelical Christians that don't believe in astrology, although if you go into any of the churches and the places of worship, they're absolutely littered with astrological symbols. So I don't understand that one. And also Jesus, the three wise men followed the stars to get to the birth of Jesus, if you want to look at it like that. So they were astrologers, the Magi. So I don't understand, but again, you can use astrology in a way to hurt people. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's all about who's using it.
It's not necessarily all about who's using it. It's about their intentions and the motivations behind the sort of why they're using it, you know? If you're using it to understand yourself, that's the best thing. But if you're using it to understand people because you genuinely want to have to enhance your relationships, I think that's good. You know, but you can use these things, including AI, as there are sort of, you know, bad people in the world, unfortunately. But I always think that they're reincarnated flies, don't you?
They are definitely reincarnated because they didn't get anywhere in the past life.
So don't you think that they're almost like reincarnated flies? They just have no souls. Yeah. Anyway, on that note,
tell us what you're using, how you feel about AI, and if you'd like us to dive into any more on that topic.
Exactly. Thanks for listening.